frontal attack and a violation of sovereignty. North Korean finances and exports are being targeted in retaliation for the communist country's continued missile and weapon testing. USA Radio News.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
President Trump is calling out Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal for deceptions that Blumenthal made about a service in Vietnam.
President Trump attacked Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal in a series of tweets this morning, again criticizing Senator Blumenthal for lying about his service during the Vietnam War. Trump ripped Blumenthal as a, quote, phony Vietnam con artist. Blumenthal said at a ceremony nearly a decade ago that he served in Vietnam. He actually was in a stateside Marine Corps reserve unit.
Tesla is going to wade into the junk bond market for the first time to raise money for increased production of its newest electric vehicle. The company is targeting about $1.5 billion in bond offerings to increase production of the Tesla 3 sedan. Tesla 3 has a base price of $35,000. More than 500,000 pre-orders for the car have been made. And people in 3 states cleaning up after wicked weather. A tornado left 30 people injured and a number of homes damaged in Tulsa, Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Well, he may be young, but he knows what he wants to do for the rest of his life, and that's serve the country in space. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Jack Davis sent a letter to NASA after hearing about a job opening for a planetary protection officer, someone who protects the Earth from tiny microbes brought back from space samples. The fourth grader said he's seen a lot of space movies and is great at video games. He also wrote because he's 9, he's young enough to learn to think like an alien. NASA actually contacted Jack, telling him to study hard and apply again in the future. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A company that was trying to reclaim the swastika as a symbol of love and peace, getting a little backlash for their action. Here's Mark Mayfield.
KA Designs is selling the shirts on the Teespring website in a variety of styles and colors. Before the Nazis started using the symbol, it was and continues to be a design used by Hindus and Buddhists to represent good fortune, among other things. Israeli Jewish Congress CEO Arsen Ostrovsky says the shirts are obscene and that the swastika is an irredeemable Nazi symbol of hate and murder.
A new report is saying that troops at risk of suicide are not getting the help they need from the Pentagon. The study says only 30% of troops with depression and 54% with PTSD got the care they needed after they were found to be at the risk of harming themselves. No official statement from the VA regarding this study. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
And we're live in the studio. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're at Hot and Hunterd Inn. Today is August 7th, and we have a lot to go over today, as usual. We'll start with our quote of the day. We have a guest calling in at 4:30 today. We'll be talking about a recovery movement and how to bring awareness to people that are going through recovery and ways to support them in our community. And we'll start with our quote from Anne Lamott. She says, "Hope begins in the dark, the stubborn hope that if you just show up and try to do the right thing, the dawn will come. You wait and watch and work. You don't give up." So that is our message today, a little bit about hope and certainly a little bit about being able to intend to do the right thing and hope that your heart and your mind can follow all of the obstacles that we have in this world. So we'll be talking with Amanda from CARES at 4:30, and in our first half hour, we'll be talking a little bit about a run that's coming up, the Cops on the Run, which is on Saturday, and we're going to be making an announcement about a recent grant award to support community policing efforts with the Phillipsburg Police Department. So I hope you all stay with me. In the meantime, I had to go home and change and get a sweater because it is very un-August-like weather right now. So I hope wherever you are, you're staying dry. We'll be here to talk about the weather in just a moment. So stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, so what is going on with this weather? First of all, it's 69 degrees out right now, so that is just not acceptable. It's hot in Hunterdon. It's supposed to be hot, and it is very un-August-like weather. No one is happy about it, least of all me. So what we're looking at is some heavy rain today. You probably saw the worst of it already. I know I came through 78 there, and 78 heading west was already a disaster, so please be careful driving out on the roads. They're very wet, and there's lots of ponding and pooling, as they say. So we're looking at some more showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Maybe we'll get a nice thunderstorm over here, and we'll have some thunderstorm noise for our background today. Some of the storms, really, we're looking at some heavy rain, and the wind is light at 7 miles an hour. We're looking at perhaps a quarter of an inch of rain. But you know how these summer storms go. They're very, very spotty. So some areas could have much higher amounts of rain with the thunderstorms that are coming in. Around 11, we're going to see the end of the thunderstorms, but we still could have a chance of showers after that. But it looks like we're going to pick up another half or three quarters of an inch of rain possible this evening. So bring the umbrella. You're going to need it. Tomorrow's partly sunny with a high of 81, but very cold Tuesday night with a low of 54. So if you have that solar cover that Mike sometimes comes and talks to us about, how to heat your pool, I think it would be good to have some heat sources for the pool when it's getting down to 54. Now tomorrow, Wednesday, that is our beach day. So if my cousin Pat is listening, I'll be calling you to see if I can crash at the beach on Wednesday. We have a high of 83, and it's high and light winds, it says. I don't know what that means exactly, but hopefully it is our beach day to call in sick or take a vacation day or play a little hooky in the summer, as we must do. Thursday forecast, mostly sunny, high near 81, and I guess that would be a good beach day as well. Friday, though, we have a chance of thunderstorms. Now, Saturday is our big race day. I'm going to be talking about that today for Cops on the Run. And there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 81. When we wake up on Saturday morning for our race, there's a low around 64. So that is perfect running weather. I'm going to try to talk you all into that after our commercial.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back here in the studio to talk about our event on Saturday. So a long time gearing up for our 7th annual Cops on the Run, which is on August 12th, which is a Saturday. And that is in Washington at Meadow Breeze Park. And this event partners with some local police departments, the Washington Township Police Department, the Phillipsburg Police Department, Lopatcong Police Department, the Greenwich Police Department, the Warren County Sheriff's Department. And it invites everyone in the community to come out and run a 5K or walk a 3K. We have a free 1K kids run. It's the one time, I think, where my personal and professional life all merges together in one day. So it's a really exciting run. And our special announcement that we're doing here at Hot 100 Inn on National Night Out, which we talked about last week, we were notified that the Phillipsburg Police Department received a grant in honor and memory of Detective Tarantino, who is a Summit police officer that lost his life in a car accident on Route 78. And he had just received the Office of the Attorney General's Community Policing Award just about a month before. And in honor of that award and his efforts, the Attorney General's office announced a grant. His badge number was 121, so they were able to disperse $121,000 to fund community policing efforts to support his work at the Summit Police Department and in community policing. So the Phillipsburg Police Department is a proud recipient of one of the grants. I know there was a very competitive grant process. There were 140 applications, and they funded, I guess, about 12 at $10,000 per grant. So we're able to use some of the funds to support the run, be doing some other events you'll be hearing about at Hot 100 Inn, but we certainly wanted to announce it here, and I'll be posting something shortly. We'll see how well I can multitask here. And that is our excitement, but we really hope you come out for the 5K, and we'll be back to tell you how to do that.
Same shit. this won't last longer than the rest of the day. But you're wrong this time, you're wrong. Now this is
here in the studio to tell you how to register for the Cops on the Run before our next commercial break. So one great and easy way to do it would be day of registration. We're at Meadow Breeze Park in Washington, New Jersey, and our registration table will be available at 7:30. Peggy Curtis, our registration guru, will be on hand there, and if you didn't pre-register through active.com, you could just do it the same day. And we're still looking for volunteers, so if you are interested, we are going to have a few water stations, as always, so we always need people to hand out the water to our runners, or to cheer people on, or to be a race marshal, which is just being at one of our stands and cheering people on, giving them that little extra bit of incentive. So I do have to do my commercial break here and pay the bills. Somehow I get behind, I don't know how, so we're going to switch over to that, and then we'll be back in the studio. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
are back here in the studio and back on time with all of our bills paid and properly displayed here. It's a little tricky over in the radio station here. If you stop paying attention for just a split second and the commercial goes off, you're not sure what order you're in. So I think we got through that one okay. And we're back to talking about the Cops on the Run race and how we're able to honor the memory of Detective Tarantino as we continue to do some different community policing events. And as many of you know from past broadcasts, if you're just waking up with us, maybe you're on the night shift here getting ready to go to work, we do often talk about some of the events going on with the Phillipsburg Police Department and our community policing efforts. And certainly this grant will help to further support those things. So I hope everyone will consider coming out to run with us. It's a great course. There is one small hill. It's not unbearable. It's called Little Philadelphia Hill. So how bad can it be with little as a qualifier there? And the rest of the course is flat. Most of it is in the park. The first part of the course, though, is on the road. And it really is a beautiful place for a run. It's a beautiful place to just do some laps and be off-road for a while. I know this morning it was a little tricky. It was very dark. Unfortunately, we are losing summer by the minute. And people just don't pay attention when they're driving. So really try to think about all of the runners and bicyclists that are out there and try to do our part for safe driving here. So in addition to talking about the Cops on the Run today, we are going to be joined by Amanda in about 10 minutes on the phone to talk about an event that she is organizing. So I'm really interested in being able to promote something else. I wasn't really that familiar with her work for the Support Recovery Run, so we're going to be doing that. So I hope you all stay with us. We're going to switch over to a little music, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
What will I tell this child of mine? church out of words. As the years dull my senses, and I try to hold on to the world that I knew.
We're back in the studio. I just posted some photos on the Cops on the Run page of National Night Out, so hopefully you'll enjoy that. I know we had a lot of great feedback from the different National Night Outs, including Belvedere. And Maritza was on hand giving out some of our flyers, and we were, Norwest Cap was certainly staffed at most of the National Night Outs. So hopefully next year, Hunterdon County can take a page from Warren County and add some events. We're going to switch over to the news now so that when Amanda calls in, we'll be all up to date. So I hope everyone stays with us so we can talk a little bit to Amanda and learn a little bit more about the recovery walk and where it's located and how we can get involved. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Vice President Pence is a very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president with this president.
Trump administration advisor Kellyanne Conway talking about the rumors in the New York Times that Vice President Mike Pence is running a shadow campaign for the 2020 presidency. Pence himself commented on the article in the Times, calling it offensive. North Korea singling out the U.S. as the instigator behind the latest rounds of stinging U.N. economic sanctions. North Korea says the U.N. sanctions are a, quote, frontal attack and a violation of their sovereignty. Australian officials say they have located the sunken wreckage of an American aircraft that left three Marines dead. A hybrid helicopter turboprop Osprey crashed in the sea north of Brisbane during a joint military exercise with the Australian military on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The mayor of New York City wants to impose a special tax on millionaires to help fund the subway system.
We need a millionaire's tax so that New Yorkers who typically travel in first class pay their fair share so the rest of us can get around.
Critics of the mayor pointing out the millionaires are already paying the same taxes and fees as every other New York citizen and is demanding to know why he says they're not paying their fair share when they pay what everyone else does. Governor Mark Dayton of Minnesota is calling on the citizens of his state to, quote, rally and unite following the bombing of a mosque in Bloomington. The governor labeled the weekend bombing a terrible, dastardly, cowardly act. Dayton and other public officials toured the mosque in suburban Minneapolis, calling the bombing an act of terrorism. The director of the mosque says the building is not equipped with outside security cameras. A Purple Heart medal is being returned to veterans or family members in a ceremony in Manhattan. The medals missing for years are recovered by Purple Hearts Reunited. USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Tesla is going to be offering bonds to try to raise money to increase car production.
The electric car maker is hoping to raise $1.5 billion in a bond offering that it says will let it increase production of its Tesla 3 sedan. The company says it's received thousands of advanced reservations for its newest and least expensive electric vehicle. Tesla says it's averaging about 1,800 orders per day since launching the model last month. The Tesla 3 has a base price of $35,000, and more than 500,000 pre-orders have been made.
Severe weather over the weekend, including a rare tornado causing significant damage.
More than 24 people were injured, several homes damaged in Tulsa, Oklahoma, after a rare August tornado tore through that city over the weekend.
I've never seen this in real person. You see it on the movies. You see it on the news, but in real life, it's really bad.
New Orleans and Kansas City, Missouri were both submerged in flash floodwaters. About 8 inches of rain left streets and homes flooded in Louisiana. 4 to 6 inches of rain fell across parts of Kansas City, where Highway I-35 had to be shut down. Parts of the South and the Northeast are in for more heavy rain this week.
Apple's iPhone 8's expected facial recognition feature getting some early buzz. A Bloomberg reporter tweeted today that Apple's pitch come September will be the Face ID is quicker, more secure, and more accurate than Touch ID. People inside Apple say it is. While Samsung Galaxy's S8 already offers facial recognition, users' phones say that phone sensors can be tricked. USA Radio News.
And we're live back in the studio, and I'm happy to say we have Amanda who has joined us and is live on the phone with us today. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us here today at Hot and Hunterdon.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know you don't have a lot of time, but we want to be able to talk about the recovery walk that you have scheduled for August 26th, and that starts in Chappelle Park, and that's in Phillipsburg, or at Safe Harbor. So can you just tell us a little bit about this walk and how we can get involved?
Yeah, right now we have a Facebook page. It's under CARES. I organized this walk, the pre-support recovery walk, and this year we're also doing it around the same time as Overdose Awareness Day. So we're doing a walk to remember, and we are collaborating with Easton Police and Safe Harbor this year. We believe that here at CARES, when two lines meet, including recovery and the police, heroes become superheroes, and we're trying to get as much awareness out to the community as we can for people to not be afraid to ask for help when, you know, they're in that spot. You know, anyone who's near them, or if they find someone who's overdosed, whatever the case may be, we're trying to eliminate that stigma that you can't call the police for help. You know, this goes from a background. My father had overdosed on South Main Street of Phillipsburg on Easter last year, and someone left them there. So if they would have just picked up the phone and called 911, you know, we have the Narcan, which also ties into our walk because we'll be having an officer ceremony over at the amphitheater in Easton. So there's a lot going on that day. We hope everybody can come out for this cause because it's really important that as a community we fight this together.
And I think some people are confused that it's a walk to support police officers that are in recovery, but the point is to show that the police officers can be part of recovery and can be a source of referral and can be a source of help, and to create a greater awareness of how easy it is just to call 911, how easy it is to try to get help yourself, and that you can reach out to law enforcement. Is that right?
Yes, it is. You know, the whole point of it is to show that the police support us here in recovery. You know, me being in recovery almost 4 years, you know, thanks to the police department, I was able to get the help that I needed. And here in Phillipsburg, you know, we have a great collaboration with the Phillipsburg Police Department where if someone's asking them for help, they give us a call, and we get these people help.
And Amanda, our condolences certainly on the loss of your father, and our thoughts are with you on that and with your quest to try to make sure that other people don't have a similar ending, that it's never too late to get into recovery. It's never too late to change, to make changes in your life. It's never too late, even when you think it's hopeless, when you think that you're always going to be an addict, there is an incredible support system out there. If you don't have your own support system in the community, we're one community, and we have to acknowledge and understand that there are people that are using drugs and are addicted to drugs, and as a community, we have to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Correct, yes, and that's the whole point of this walk. I mean, last year we had a senior center come out and just show their support, and I mean, that's the point. Is it's not just, you don't have to be in recovery. You don't have to be an officer. You could just, you know, be a support. And that's the whole point, is that, you know, people don't realize it's already walking through your back door. It's already walking in your yard. It's already walking down your street. It's everywhere. And, you know, these people need us. They don't need to look at them like, you know, they're different. They are different, but, you know, we're all different. Every single person's different. They just need our support and your lending hand. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I was born in 1988, but I remember growing up, I could go next door and knock on the door and ask for sugar. You know, I don't even see that really happen anymore, you know? So it's like, we as a community need to work together.
Well, certainly. Now, how can people get involved to walk? Is there a registration form? Should we just point everyone to the Facebook page for CARES or the event page for the Police Support Recovery Walk?
Yes, and also there is no registration. Last year and this year, the event is completely free to the public. You know, there's going to be a barbecue after the officer ceremony. There's going to be refreshments supplied by Sullivan's on the Main in the morning time for people who need, you know, didn't have breakfast or need something to eat. You know, we're going to make sure everybody's healthy and ready to walk. You know, all you have to do is show up at Chappelle Park at 10 a.m. You know, we like to keep track of everybody just to make sure that everybody goes and comes back safely.
Now, what is the officer ceremony, Amanda? Can you just quick fill us in on that?
That is, that ties in with the Narcan. So the officer ceremony is going to be Helen Carey, who has done wonders for this community and getting Narcan people Narcan trained and Narcan ready. We'll be giving out certificates to each department, Easton and Phillipsburg, and EMTs for delivering Narcan.
Okay, great. And are you are connected to Community Prevention Resources of Warren County? CARES is a subdivision of that. Is that right?
Yes, I work for them. I work for the Community Prevention Resources.
Okay, so let's give a shout out to the Community Prevention Resources of Warren County and for the work that you all do to help move people into recovery and to support those that are in recovery. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes today to talk about this walk. Again, there is no registration. It's a free event. Come down to South Main Street on Chappelle Park on August 26th. And how long is the walk just to Easton?
It'll be to the Free Bridge. And at the Free Bridge is where we're going to be having our Remembrance of Life ceremony, where everybody will be given a flower to toss over the bridge in remembrance of someone they love or their friend or just, you know, just in support. So we're going to be remembering for Overdose Awareness Day all the lives that we've lost to addiction. And then after we get off the Free Bridge, we're going to be heading over to Scott's Park, Easton Amphitheater, for the officer ceremony and a barbecue.
Excellent. Okay. So we'll make sure that we post the Facebook page on our website. The flyer is up now. We posted that before we went on air. And hopefully we'll be hearing more about this event and the work in recovery that you do. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. And that was Amanda with CARES, who is talking about the Police Support Recovery Walk, which is on August 26th at Chappelle Park. And it looks like if you show up at 10 o'clock, you can do a little bit of walking in remembrance or just to support the efforts of people in the community that are struggling with recovery or with addiction or both. And certainly, as Amanda said, everyone really is touched through addiction. Either if you know someone or have people in your community that are suffering, it affects and impacts all of us. And so what a great way to show support. And the police can sometimes be the first point of recovery for people who, you know, may be familiar with a police department, and certainly they are familiar with the resources and certainly have saved many lives with the Narcan. So we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the statistics in New Jersey and some of the things that you may not be aware of when we come back from our break. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
We're back here in the studio talking a little bit about drug overdoses and addiction and death. So there is a website you can go on for the county health rankings, and you're able to put New Jersey in. It's a product from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So I put in New Jersey for 2017, so it's August. I'm assuming these are up to date as of July. It doesn't really say, but certainly going to make that assumption here. So in Hunterdon County, there are 38 drug overdose deaths with a drug overdose mortality rate of 10. In Warren County, which we were just talking to Amanda, there's 53 drug overdose deaths with a 17 drug overdose mortality rate. So some other numbers from our neighboring counties. In Somerset County, 107 drug overdose deaths with 11 as the drug overdose mortality rate. In Camden, 428 drug overdose deaths with a mortality rate of 28. So these are ranked alphabetically for the 21 counties. So the highest drug mortality rate here looks to be 26, and that is in Gloucester County, also in Cape May. I'm sorry, those are correct, but there is a higher one, and that's in Camden. I guess I should have looked there first. In Camden County, there are 428 overdose deaths with a drug overdose mortality rate of 28. I first was looking at Essex because I know that there are a lot of overdoses in Essex County, and there's 319 drug overdose deaths, which is not the county with the highest, but of course may not have the highest population. And in Essex County, there are 13 is the number for the drug overdose mortality rate. So I wanted to also look at some of the Narcan deployments. You know, that's certainly a tool that first responders have been using in New Jersey for just a few years. I know from my work at Norwest Cap, the number of Narcan deployments last year were 99. And I know that that number is going to be lower, unfortunately, than what's on target for this year. So Narcan, you may know, it's also known as naloxone. It's administered as a nasal spray. It's costly. And that's a whole nother discussion to have with a pharmaceutical person in the room. And I'm sure we can make arrangements for that. But it is costly. And there were 128,000 people, according to New Jersey Advance Media, that were addicted to heroin or a prescription opioid in New Jersey, and over 5,000 people in the last 10 years have died because of an addiction to heroin or to a prescription drug. And what we know is that the number is skyrocketing. You have seen some things in the news, I'm sure, about this. It's not a new problem, but it is a problem that continues to escalate and is in all of our communities. There is not a county that doesn't have drug overdoses, deaths, or Narcan deployment. So it is certainly pervasive, and it is prevalent in our communities. Certainly, it is visible in many of our areas of the different counties. So Essex County had the largest number of Narcan deployments. However, Cape May County had a higher rate of usage. So this article that I'm looking at from NewJersey.com, it's the most recent article that I was able to find over the weekend, and it doesn't have the 2017 numbers. They're still at the 2016 numbers. And Narcan is deployed an average of almost 22 times a day, which means that it is utilized about 8,000 times by the end of 2016 when this report was listed. There was actually a whole series that was called Heroin Town that NewJersey.com published that had a lot of good information in it. So there is certainly an overdose issue here in New Jersey. So they ranked the counties, and Hunterdon County was the second lowest. Morris County was the only ranked county lower than Hunterdon County. And per 10,000 residents for 2016, this is all of 2016, Hunterdon County deployed Narcan 2.68 times for every 10,000 residents. Again, the only county lower was Morris at 2.05 for every 10,000 residents. Sussex County was also at the bottom of that list with 3.2 deployments for 10,000 residents. Atlantic County was the highest with 17.25 for every 10,000 residents. And then Cape May was second at a little over 12.5. And as you would expect, Camden and Essex were next. So obviously I'm giving you this information so you know it really is a significant issue in New Jersey. And unfortunately, besides Narcan, we haven't started any new prevention programs, and we haven't really started that many new methods to try to deal with this drug issue and the addiction issue. And Amanda and the CARES program is relatively new in Warren County. They've been providing services for the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm sure that has been a help for residents. It's often difficult if you are, for example, in a methadone program, sometimes you're not included in some of the numbers and in some of the recovery efforts. So there are a lot of aspects to this story, but what is prevalent are the number of heroin overdoses in New Jersey. And I know one article that I read said that New Jersey drug addictions were 3 times higher than other states or the national average for heroin overdoses in New Jersey, and that since 2004 there were 6,000 deaths. And the rise of the program in the last decade for admissions to drug treatment programs have risen 700%. So that is certainly noteworthy, I guess, and newsworthy, certainly, to talk about the addiction issues and what we can do if you're a first responder. How can you have information about recovery or treatment programs? And we haven't even delved into the treatment programs and the insurance barriers that come up. And as always, radio time goes certainly too quickly to be able to address all of these things. But people should be aware, if you're not already, that it's very difficult to get into a treatment program. And so even if you do have insurance or don't have insurance, it certainly doesn't seem like the path to recovery is an easy one. And we all know, hopefully we all know, how difficult recovery can be. Sorry, making noises here in the studio. And how difficult it can be to be in recovery. And there's often failure in recovery, and people will start to use again, and then they will find sobriety again. And it is part of a larger path, so certainly need all of the community resources to be able to help reduce this issue and support the people that need services. So what do we have here now? We have about 5 minutes left in the studio, still have some commercials to do, and then we'll be back to wrap up this segment. Stay with us.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Trying to catch up here. We got a little discombobulated with our guest in the studio on the phone, so it's still a lonely day in the studio here. But we had, obviously, always a lot to cover over here. So just as a recap, we have the Cops on the Run coming up on Saturday, honoring Detective Tarantino, which a new grant will be able to provide some services in our Cops and Kids Reading Room, which is open on Saturdays from 1 to 4 in Phillipsburg. You'll once again hear us talk about and organize an event in September for suicide awareness prevention. We have, obviously, the run on Saturday is what we're really focused on. And then our fall festival, in cooperation with the Phillipsburg Police, will be coming up in October. So be a lot of details for those things to help support community policing. As Amanda referenced, the police are often the touch point for individuals all throughout the community, and certainly with those struggling with heroin addiction and other addictions. Amanda mentioned on her journey that she was helped by the police department, and that was one of the contributing factors that helped her for her recovery. And we want to make sure that police departments all across New Jersey and the country understand that they are a resource for the community, and that they're there, certainly to enforce laws, but also to be able to support those in the community. And addiction, we've seen it, has many faces. We all, I'm sure, know someone or can think of someone that can use some support in the community. So hopefully you'll come out for that event. I'm going to give you the details again. Just stay with me here so I can pull up those details. So August 26th is the Police Support Recovery Walk, and that is at Chappelle Park on South Main Street in Phillipsburg. The walk is free. No registration is required. You just have to show up by 10 a.m. on that day, August 26th. And if you have someone to remember, you can also be part of the remembrance piece and have a flower to remember someone who is struggling with addiction or who lost their life recently to addiction. So it's a significant issue, and I hope everyone takes a moment to think about supporting this, or even better, just coming out and supporting this. And if you're a police officer and you're not sure of the resources, it really doesn't matter if you're in Warren County or another county. You can call over to Community Prevention Resources or to the CARES program, which is within Community Prevention Resources of Warren County, or come out to our run on Saturday and talk to a vet and learn a little bit more about the resources that are available. I'm sorry to say we're out of time already. We do have Ruth Ann Brown that is coming up, and she'll be hopefully live in the studio here. And we still have the rain outside that is something we have to contend with. I don't see any chance of sun at all, unfortunately. So we'll have to deal with that a little bit on the ride home. Hope everyone has a safe ride home and has a great evening.
Stay home. Have my myself a home life, sitting in the slow-mo, listening to the daylight. Slide of my mother's hand. I think I'm gonna stay.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Vice President Pence is a very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president with this president.
Trump administration advisor Kellyanne Conway talking about the rumors in the New York Times that Vice President Mike Pence is running a shadow campaign for the 2020 presidency. Pence himself commented on the article in the Times, calling it offensive. North Korea singling out the U.S. as the instigator behind the latest rounds of stinging U.N. economic sanctions. North Korea says the U.N. sanctions are a, quote, frontal attack and a violation of their sovereignty. Australian officials say they have located the sunken wreckage of an American aircraft that left three Marines dead. A hybrid helicopter turboprop Osprey crashed in the sea north of Brisbane during a joint military exercise with the Australian military on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%.